Tabletop role-playing games. The name alone is more than enough for some to scoff at, tune out, or blatantly just laugh at. Meeting with friends to overcome great challenges and working together can make for greater connections between people, on top of just being a good time. My name is Devin Hartman, and I set out to find what makes people, for over 40 years, want to play these fantasy worlds.
I'm here with Peter Wright and Shohei Ogawa to talk about their interactions with tabletop gaming. So, how long have each of you been playing a tabletop game?
4 years.
Since the end of summer.
I was a cleric, which is a priest-like class. And so I was a high support class who basically what happened was I was trying to convert these people to my religion, and they were fish people. And what, like, basically a demon appeared and killed all of them, and then I died.
How did you die?
Which time?
There was more than one. Both, I guess. And why?
First time I killed myself.
Why?
Because I was a good character and I committed genocide, and that upset me. And the second time, one of our other party members killed me because I was a zombie at that point.
This is still my starting character.
So you've made it this far.
Dungeons and Dragons. It feels like it has been around for as long as the term nerd or geek has. First published in 1974, the game has grown to extraordinary lengths, with estimated millions of people having played and over $1 billion in books and equipment sales.
Would you recommend playing D&D with other people? Or would you recommend it to other people?
Oh, of course. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it honestly, it lets you be someone who you're not, and you can really imagine whatever's going on. It's fun.
I don't know. I'd say it depends a lot more on the person than just, like, everybody should do it. Because there's definitely people who wouldn't like it. For example, like, some people have trouble, like, actually putting themselves out there, and I've seen people who, like, they play a character, but they don't really get into it. So they'll just kind of sit there, and you can tell that they're not having as much fun. It kind of brings the group down a little bit.
Internet shows have been produced about playing D&D. Critical Role being one such show, where a group of voice actors come together every week to play. Celebrities from Will Wheaton to Vin Diesel have appeared as a part of these shows, and fully envelop into the games.
So, I will mock him. I will say, you're not even corporeal. You have no substance. You're a nothing. You're a nobody. You won't amount to nothing in this world.
Okay.
You're a nothing. You're a nobody.
What's the DC on that?
Back
19.
That jersey, back and mate.
It fails its save.
Yes.
Go ahead and roll 3d4.
Let's kill it. Kill it.
Six.
How do you want to do
that? Oh! I'm mocking.
I would like it to cry. That's all.
As you're shouting this, you can see its ghostly form, its face suddenly shifts into a face of a person.
You were nothing in life, and now you're nothing in death.
It recalls its memories. You can see its physical form become that of a young adult wearing robes that hold the symbol of the Dorolo crest. You see it look at its hands, and you see it look at you, and look at Percy on the ground unconscious.
Oh.
And it just moans out in horror as it suddenly dissipates.
Oh, I'm sorry, wait, no, I didn't so mean it! Oh.
Which one of my ancestors did you just shame to death? Again.
The one who possessed you.
Okay, fair.
Again.
So what draws people to play these games? Movies like The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings, and shows like Game of Thrones, which have taken the world by storm, many are drawn to the unique stories, mystical settings, and the era of kings and peasants. To immerse oneself into a fantasy world is to be part of something greater. Like any form of entertainment, it is a simple way to relax from the harder moments that are experienced in life.
So would you guys say D&D has any type of positive effect on your life?
Yeah, no, it's great to stay connected with other people.
Honestly, it's a good stress reliever.
So, I know a lot of people usually say that it helps with social skills, things like that. You guys disagree with that, I guess? Do you say it's more just out of entertainment?
Yeah, no, I've never really thought of it as a way to increase social skills. It's really more just kind of similar to how you and your friends would, say, go home and play video games, and say once a night you'll go home, or once a week you'll go home and play an RPG.
Socially, I think it's healthy. I mean, it makes us come out of our houses, you know, especially being like nerds and things like that, and geeks and whatever. We don't always see the day of light. Like, this light of day. Thank you, Peter. but it makes us come out and really hang out with our friends, you know. It's sometimes better than just hanging out in a room playing video games online.
All right, so you get a more personal connection than you would from an online game?
Yeah.
So, John, you've never played any tabletop games such as D&D, correct?
That is correct, never.
Have you ever heard of Dungeons & Dragons before?
I have heard of Dungeons & Dragons. From what I know, it's very popular. I have a few friends that have played it, and I've heard them speak about it several times, but I personally don't know it, and I don't really understand it.
From your perspective, as somebody who has never played Dungeons & Dragons, do you know of any positive or negatives associated with it?
Yes. From what I've known about positives, this is just what I've heard and read, one of the best parts about the game is essentially its flexibility, its ability to be customized to fit the players that, from what I understand, there are no two games which are the same. So that is very interesting that, like, say, if you're playing a sport or basketball, something like that, even though the outcome will probably be different each time, you still are doing the same things over and over, coming up with a result. With Dungeons & Dragons, it seems like you get to choose how the world exists. Now, with that being said, a negative would go to what I said before about it being a large time commitment. There seem to be a lot of rules, and those are always adjusting, so you'd have to be willing to dedicate a good amount of time and be willing to be in a group for a long period of time. So a lot of people need to free their schedules and work together at similar times.
One of the hardest parts about having like a role-playing game is you have to actually like set it aside 4 to 5 hours to meet up with everybody, and in like conflicting schedules, it just becomes really hard.
As Peter said, you know, it does take a lot of time to actually play a session. And honestly, an entire campaign will run a very long time as well. I mean, even with our campaign on campus, where we're like, oh, we're meeting for 3 hours every week, it's still, that time adds up quickly.
Spent over 800 hours on Roll20.
Oh my god, Peter!
That's a lot. That is...
Well, yeah, no, it's because I've been doing it for like at least on Roll20 for a good 3 years now, and if you have like, some of our sessions have gone on to like 6 hours or so, and we would do it once a week, so if not more, if we could. And then you'd have 10 hours a week, it adds up. I have friends who have like 1,000 hours in it.
Tabletop games have their ups and downs. While they can be entertaining and something for a group of friends to do, they can take a decent amount of time from prep work to actually playing the game. With online simulators, time is reduced by a bit, but the fact remains that each session is about the length of a movie. D&D itself is constantly growing, evolving with technology, and as long as people are willing to play, there seems to be no end in sight.